Jack Shakers on the line, Tahrir Square. What's the latest, Jack?
It's all kicked off here, and it's getting very, very ugly. I'm actually just off Tahrir Square in a street called Sheddi Tahrir, which runs between Tahrir Square itself and Meydan Falaki nearby. And it's quite extraordinary scenes we're witnessing here. There are people running in their thousands away from the square. We can see inside that rocks are being thrown, that there are people in there with sticks. It's obvious that there's a lot of very violent clashes going on, and yet so far it seems as if the anti-Mubarak protesters seem to be at least partially holding their ground, although it's a very confused scene. Right now in front of me I can see a huge barricade of people, a human barricade made up of anti-Mubarak protesters who are trying to protect the square from the pro-Mubarak marchers who are attempting to infiltrate it. And behind them, there are two tanks and a series of soldiers who have grabbed a lot of young men and have got them on the floor with their face against the concrete, their hands handcuffed behind their back. It's unclear who those people are. I don't know whether they're pro or anti-Mubarak protesters, but either way, the army has seen fit to grab them, and there are several of them, and many of them are now being dragged away by the army along the floor. Some of them appear to have weapons which have now been removed from them. Meanwhile, people continue to run away from the square. Many of them have got blood wounds on their face. I saw one man just rush past me carrying a child. The child's top was off, and there appeared to be blood on his chest. I don't know what kind of wound it was, but it looked to be quite serious. And he was running towards a nearby mosque, which Guardian readers might remember we reported on a few days ago as being the site of a makeshift hospital where individuals are being taken who have been hurt in the clashes outside the Interior Ministry. Well, after a few days of relative peace, that mosque is now being pressed into a hospital again, this time for the victims of the clashes between the pro and anti-Mubarak protesters. And so it's a very chaotic scene, and it's not entirely clear who's in the ascendancy at the moment.
I've just been speaking to Peter, asking the same question. Any idea who started this?
Well, yeah, as of earlier this morning, it was certainly anti-Mubarak protesters. At Hadley Square, you recall, we spoke earlier, and I think we spoke with a protester who'd been in there, and everything was very peaceful. A despondent, yes, because of the perceived split in the uprising as a result of Mubarak's speech, but certainly it was the anti-Mubarak protesters who held the square. And then we started to see pro-Mubarak protesters rallying in the nearby state television and radio building. And thousands of them were pouring down Sheria Ramses and Sheria Gala, which are the two main roads running from the east of the city into this downtown area. And as more and more of them gathered around the state TV and television building, certain groups of them began to break off and head towards Tahrir instead, and were soon joined by many more. I mean, at this stage, it would be impossible for me to say who threw the first stone, but I saw that a lot of those pro-Mubarak demonstrators were carrying sticks and were very aggressive. One accosted me in the street, came up to me and shouted, "Rawah, Rawah, go home, go home." And I explained to him in Arabic that I was a journalist. He said, "Yes, I know you're a journalist. You're liars and you're Jews." He said, "Are you Jewish?" And I said, "No." He said, you're all liars, you're all Jews, you're trying to ruin our country. Journalists, go home." And there was quite an ugly scene. People stepped in to pull him back from me. So the mood amongst those pro-Mubarak protesters is certainly very angry, and some of them were armed.
In the last few days, as I understand it, protesters have been frisked for weapons before they got into the square. That's clearly not happened today.
That's right. Well, I mean, the anti-Mubarak protesters who have maintained these very professional human barricades and very careful security measures are now being overwhelmed by the size of the pro-Mubarak protesters. They are still on the street I'm on. They have still maintained that barricade, and we now have people shouting around us, "Mosque, meaning Egypt, Egypt." And people, in fact, some of the people around me are actually pro-Mubarak protesters trying to get into the square, and on the other side we have anti-Mubarak protesters trying to get out, and those maintaining the human cordon seem to be completely disorientated now and not quite sure what to do. And as I say, just behind them, literally a few metres in front of me, we're witnessing these remarkable scenes of several young men trying to run away from soldiers who are holding them to the ground and pushing their faces on concrete. And certainly any security measures that have been in place have largely broken down, and we're seeing a lot of violence in the streets of downtown Cairo today.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot. Take care.
Cheers. Thanks, Matt.